Playing a tabletop strategy game allows you to unplug and test your skills against friends. Every week, Third Floor Wars delivers useful strategies, discussions, battle reports, and reviews to tabletop games like Malifaux. If you want to get better at the games you already play, or discover the games other people are playing, you are in the right place. Craig and Ray welcome you to the Third Floor and the Tabletop Talk Broadcast.
Howdy friends, Craig here with a little bit of a bonus episode where I've got a couple of housekeeping issues to discuss with you real quick. First, found a mistake in the way we presented the USFT scoring. It's a minor one, but it does make a difference. We'll have that corrected on Monday, the last Monday of October. Essentially, originally we had it as 1 point for each person that you beat. When it was supposed to be, you get a basis point for each person you beat. So essentially, instead of getting 1 point in a three-round tournament, you now get 3 points in conference and 5 points for a five-round tournament. Same thing for out of conference. Instead of getting 1 point for each person you beat, you get either 5 points or 7 points, depending on the number of rounds. Essentially, it brings down the bonus you get for podium. Makes it a little bit less of a gap between those that podium and those that don't, and keeps the race a little bit tighter. And how it was originally meant to be, it was just an oversight on my part. Second thing I want to talk about is something we're very excited about here in the Carolinas. Saturday and Sunday, December 14th and 15th, we have got a grand tournament in Durham, North Carolina. It'll run all day Saturday and all day Sunday, 5 rounds, and there's a link to it in the show notes. The reason I wanted to bring it up is, one, it's going to be a lot of points for USFT, especially for those of you that are out of conference. Greatly increases your chances of making a wild card spot. Two, it is almost sold out. We've only got 13 spots left in the grand tournament, and we're more than a month away from it happening. So I highly recommend, if you have any interest, to get the link out of the show notes and come see us. I'll be there playing. Ray will be there playing. We've got a lot of people from the show that are going to be in town to play in the event. So we'd love to see you. I'm also going to try to organize something special Friday night, a place for us all to meet and have beers beforehand. So if you just want to hang out before the event, try to get there early on Friday so you can hang out with us Friday night. So again, link in the show notes. Last but not least, a quick shout out to our Patreons. As some of you may know, we started a Patreon, and it the reaction to it was really better than we expected. So I want to give a quick shout out to all the our first Patreons. That's Nick Westbrook, Colin, Kevin Smith, Sam Newman, Jeremy Peace, Dane Leergard. And by the way, Dane, we have an episode of coming up featuring Dane, who is the creator of the M3E app. We've got Keith Sutterman, Chris Blue, James Hahn, Dan Brown, Amanda Kohler, Matthew Riddle, Matt Cole, Kari Moberg, Pink Viking, Donald Gaylor, Josh Dean, Jesse Ellis, Matt Burdoff, Jim Ortiz, and Matt Lewin. So, guys, we really appreciate you helping to support us. Exciting episodes coming up next week. We've got the episode with James Doxey and Jamie Varney and Paul Butler. Those guys are the top finishers of the English GT. And then the episode after that, we're going to be talking to Dane DZ, who created the M3E app. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care.